From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd, reporting a deadly attack in London leaves at least four people dead. London police spokesman Mark Rowley says that a police officer and the apparent attacker were among those killed in Wednesday's incident.
My thoughts are with all those who have been affected by today's attack. And as a service, we've lost one of our own as he acted to protect the public and his colleagues. This is a day we planned for, but we hope would never happen. Sadly, it's now a reality.
The assailant, who stabbed the officer outside London's Parliament building, was shot by other police. At least two other people were reported killed after the attacker drove his SUV down the sidewalk, striking several people on Westminster Bridge. At least 20 people are reported injured, some with what were called catastrophic injuries. Police spokespeople said that central London remains on lockdown until police are sure everyone is safe. British authorities say they are treating the attack as an act of terrorism. At the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer said that President Trump had spoken to British Prime Minister Theresa May and assured her of America's support.
We obviously condemn today's attack in Westminster, which the United Kingdom is treating as an act of terrorism. And we applaud the quick response that the British police and their first responders made to the situation. The victims in this are in our thoughts and our prayers.
Spicer said that the City of London and Her Majesty's government have the full support of the United States in responding to the attack and in bringing those to justice who are responsible. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that all people are equal under U.S. law. Gorsuch, who has described himself as an originalist who believes in the original intent of the Constitution's authors, told the committee his belief does not mean that he cannot rule on cases involving gays, lesbians, or others not covered by the text.
It matters not a whit that some of the drafters of the 14th Amendment were racists, because they were, or sexists, because they were. The law they drafted promises equal protection of the laws to all persons.
Gorsuch repeated his general commitments to adhering faithfully to precedent, the law, and independence. He also distanced himself from reports that President Trump, top White House aide Steve Bannon, and White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus told donors they would nominate a Supreme Court justice who is pro-corporate and socially conservative. Gorsuch said that he alone speaks for himself and his views, not the president or anyone else. President Donald Trump and Republican congressional leaders are struggling to find enough votes to repeal the national health care reforms put in place by former President Barack Obama. A key repeal vote is set for late Thursday in the House of Representatives. Conservative stalwarts who contend the legislation does not go far enough to create a new health care policy say they have enough votes to thwart their leaders and Trump's repeal plan. Some moderate Republican members of Congress oppose the repeal effort because they fear that too many Americans would lose their insurance coverage. Trump has been meeting with Republican holdouts both on Capitol Hill and at the White House, trying to sway them to vote for the repeal. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is acknowledging he did work for a Russian aluminum magnate under a multi-million dollar contract a decade ago. But Paul Manafort is pushing back on claims that his efforts were aimed at advancing the interests of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Manafort, Trump's campaign chief from March until August of last year, told a U.S. news outlet on Wednesday that he worked for Oleg Deripaska almost a decade ago, representing him on business and personal matters. But Manafort said that his work did not involve representing Russia's political interests supporting Putin. Manafort's work was disclosed by the Associated Press, which said he signed a $10 million annual contract with the Russian in 2006. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.